AlabamaNews.net. Faulkner University has announced that former UK Prime Minister Tony Blair will speak at the annual benefit dinner. Blair served as Prime Minister from 1997 until 2007. The event is October 4th and tickets are now on sale. And State Attorney General candidate Troy King has filed an ethics complaint against Attorney General Steve Marshall. King claims Marshall used illegal funds from the Republican Attorneys General Association for his campaign in the runoff election next Tuesday. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
This is Troy King. I'm the Republican running for Attorney General. My opponent, Steve Marshall, the real Steve Marshall, he's a Democrat. Appointed by a Democrat, ran as a Democrat alongside Nancy Pelosi, gave thousands of dollars to Democrats and their liberal agenda, including abortion. Marshall even had an Obama bumper sticker. The bottom line is, Steve Marshall betrayed us. He took a crooked appointment from Robert Bentley and then let Bentley off the hook. Because that's what Democrats do. Enough is enough. It's time to end the deal-making that's made Montgomery a cesspool of corruption. Steve Marshall knows that the only way a Democrat can get elected Attorney General of Alabama is by pretending to be a Republican. Don't let Steve Marshall get away with it. I'm Troy King, the Republican for Attorney General. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, P.O. Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
It's Macy's Black Friday in July. Take an extra 15 to 25% off with your Macy's card or savings pass. Get free shipping at Macy's.com with any purchase, no minimum, today only. Plus, Star Rewards members can earn Star Money. Platinum, Gold, and Silver members get $10 back for every $50 spent. Bronze members get $10 back for every $100 spent. That's $10 back for every 1,000 points earned. Visit Macy's.com/StarMoney for details. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply. Sale ends July 15th.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, pros save more on materials they need when they buy in bulk. Save big on interior, exterior, and garage doors and windows from trusted brands like Jeld-Wen and Chamberlain. Plus, save 5% on eligible purchases every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. Stop by the Pro Desk at Lowe's or visit lowesforpros.com for details. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis right down here on the Alabama River at the Capitol Oyster Bar, home of the Montgomery Marina, where we got a good time going on Wednesday through Sunday. That's right, we're closed on Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we open up at 11. Saturday, Sunday, we open up at 12 noon. Sunday afternoon at 5, we bring you some of the finest live entertainment anywhere around. And this week, we're going to reach way back. Well, Brian Lee's coming back. That's right. Brian Lee's still on the road, still playing those lowdown blues at the Capitol Oyster Bar Sunday at 5. That's where, you know, we'll be cooking up fresh seafood. I'm talking about right out of the Gulf of Mexico, getting some red snapper, getting some yellowfin tuna, swordfish, grouper, all kind of good eating right there. You know, we always got a pot of gumbo. Daryl knows how to make that gumbo. If you hadn't ever tried it, I'm telling you, you're missing a treat. Good eating down there. You can check all this out. CapitolOysterBar.com is see a menu. Got a rental boat menu up there and everything you need to know. Y'all get down here soon and come hungry.
Needing shirts for your school's spring fling and field day or graduation and senior shirts? AKD is the answer. How about a shirt for your class or family reunion or your church's vacation Bible school? AKD is your number one choice. Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. As spring rolls in and summer fast approaches, it's time to start thinking t-shirts. With over 30 years' experience, a fantastic art department and production team, AKD is the perfect partner to help outfit your group. Working closely with one of our sales representatives through the process of choosing the perfect shirt, creating your custom design, and then following it through the printing schedule, our team at AKD works hard to make this process smooth and stress-free, and we always meet your deadline. You can reach us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433 or in Prattville at 361-2133 or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on the 2C. 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market, but then open to any caller. You can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, $60 value. Just give us a buzz and we will just say, and don't say just put my name in. Just talk to us, you know what? We like to be talked to. It's a talk radio show, by the way. Let's go into Pete Williams' second phase here. He's going to be talking about some of his opinions.
Yeah, and I believe that was written a while back in 2009, Pete. What about some of these key precedents? Roe versus Wade, gay marriage. I mean, there are so many social issues that the Supreme Court has touched on, and now we're talking about a total change in the ideological balance of the court.
No question about that. He hasn't written a lot of opinions on the hot-button social issues. The appeals court here tends not to hear those kinds of cases. But no question, he would provide the fifth vote for a solid conservative majority here, and that probably means the court would be more receptive to state laws that make abortion harder to get, laws that Justice Kennedy joined with the court liberals in striking down. It does seem unlikely, though, the court would go further and absolutely overturn Roe v. Wade. The court would probably be more likely to give businesses leeway to refuse to serve gay customers on the grounds of religious freedom, but not likely to reverse itself on the ban on same-sex marriage. And affirmative action, it's already on life support. Justice Kennedy was key to keeping it as a tool for getting more diversity in classrooms, but without him, it's probably doomed.
So Pete Williams is kind of going through some of the opinions. Pete Williams was one of the more measured people here. He normally is. He plays things pretty well down the center and does it correctly. He and Jonathan Turley are two folks I like, Turley more than Williams. But Williams is not your typical NBC type that just kind of spews and spouts things up. Now, Casey Hunt's going to be talking about the vote and some concerns about it.
Casey, is this kind of a layup? I mean, the Republicans do control the Senate. There's 50. Oh, you only need 51 votes. So is this sort of a layup?
In some ways, it is, Hoda. This is a very establishment pick. This is somebody who, as Peter Alexander pointed out, the two key Republican swing votes, Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, both backed him for the federal bench. And this is somebody who we haven't seen a lot of initial opposition to from them. Susan Collins' initial statement doesn't mention Roe versus Wade, which is, of course, one of her critical items. So if Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader, can keep them on board, he can get the 50 votes that he needs. One person to keep an eye on might be Rand Paul. There may be some concern about the judge's work for the Bush administration, the Iraq war, torture, those kinds of things. For the Democrats, red state Democrats are still in a tough position. They are signaling that they're going to try to fight this by focusing on health care, arguing that this judge, if he becomes a justice, might jeopardize people's protections for pre-existing conditions under the Affordable Care Act.
So the Rand Paul's mentioned, and probably more towards metadata than anything else. He just does not like that part of it.
Fourth Amendment concerns.
It's Now, Justin Napolitano is going to be talking about it. And again, I'm trying to give you a kind of a looking at it. Justin Napolitano is clearly a libertarian. He really doesn't like this pick that much. He thinks that he's kind of a big government type of judge. But he's going to be talking about, within this conversation, he's going to be talking about Rand Paul. And he actually talked to Rand Paul about the judge.
The president last night at 9 o'clock during Sean's show, he announced his nominee for the Supreme Court Justice, Judge Brett Kavanaugh. What are your thoughts? Do you know him?
Well, I do know him. There were four forces going on at once. So the religious conservatives wanted Judge Barrett, the former Notre Dame law professor from the Seventh Circuit in Chicago. The academic conservatives wanted Judge Kethledge, a sort of mirror image of Justice Gorsuch. Mm. The president's sister wanted her colleague, Judge Hardiman, whom some believe was originally the president's first choice. The Washington establishment, sometimes known as the swamp, wanted Judge Kavanaugh, and the people around the president wanted Judge Kavanaugh, led by Don McGahn, the White House legal counsel, longtime friend of Judge Kavanaugh, and they prevailed.
But are you suggesting...
So you're saying it's a swamp pick?
Yes. I'm saying that this is... I am disappointed in the president because this is not the type of person that he said he would pick. Justice Gorsuch was. This person is at the heart and soul of the D.C. establishment against whom the president railed. Now, look, that's just my criticism. He's pro-life. He's pro-gun. He's pro-police, which rankles civil libertarians. Mm-hmm. He's also pro-Obamacare. He's also, well, an infant might have the right to an abortion. An infant immigrant might have the right to an abortion. We can impeach the president if he lies to the public. The president can do no wrong. These are not my words. These are words that he's said throughout his career. So one of the takes on him is he can be reckless with his words. Do I think he'll be confirmed? Yes, I think he'll be confirmed. But I think you're going to see some incoming fire, as Ed would say, from the right on him.
That was a pretty good analysis.
That is a good analysis.
Well done.
And when I hear Judge Napolitano talking about that seems to be one of those judges that all of a sudden could be like a Kennedy type thing. The Yale grad was the one that's in the side of Gorsuch. That he was the one I wanted. Hmm. I think he would have been good.
Well, and there was a professor at Yale named Akil Amar who wrote an op-ed for the New York Times, mm-hmm. and he essentially makes the point that you can criticize Kavanaugh all you like, the way Napolitano did, and I'm sure others on the left and the right will, with good reason. But at the end of the day, everybody needs to look and ask themselves, is there any more qualified jurist out there than Kavanaugh at this point? And his point of view is no. And he's saying this in wanting to get away from what happened with the Bork nomination that sort of polarized and ruined these hearings. He wants to get these back to talking about jurisprudence and high-minded discussion instead of the sort of partisan polarization.
Now, Justin Napolitano, who is very thorough, he's going to go through and talk about the hits on Kavanaugh.
Why is Rand Paul, others, Tom Cotton, there are Republicans, as you suggest, who are skeptical of this nomination?
Because he is, at heart and soul, a big government guy, and because he is part of the Washington establishment against which the president rails.
So are you suggesting that there could be a challenge with the right on this nomination?
Yes, but I do think, ultimately, they're not going to embarrass the president. Look, if Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski decide that he's too pro-life for them, then they have to get some Democrats, assuming that Senator McCain doesn't vote.
Now, if we were sitting here and Hillary Clinton were the president of the United States and she was coming up with the nominee, what would be the difference in her nominee and this guy?
Well, it would be a radical, radical difference, Ainsley. We know that. And most of the people watching us now would not be happy with that nominee. But it's funny you mention Hillary Clinton because she comes into Brett Kavanaugh as well. You remember Vince Foster who killed himself in the White House.
Right.
How did his body get from the White House to Fort Marcy mm-hmm. Park? Who was the prosecutor in charge of figuring out how his body got there? Who was the prosecutor that exonerated Hillary and the thugs that moved his body? A young Brett Kavanaugh.
Interesting.
That is.
I don't know. I kind of missed the part about the moving of the body for some reason. I remember when it went down, but I wasn't on talk radio then. I was just a civilian. But that would be an interesting question to go back and ask. How did it get moved? But I thought he's Jason Napolitano's doing a pretty thorough piece on him. Next, we go through Kavanaugh's past.
Also was involved in writing the Starr report that eventually led to the impeachment of Bill Clinton.
Yes, and in that report, he originally said the president can be impeached for lying to the public. Look, all this stuff is going to come out. The president apparently is willing to weather this storm in order to get this mentality, this age, this education level. Nobody can really question his education or his intellect on the court. But it's an odd pick because it's drawing fire from both sides. Some people may say it's a good pick because a strong drawing fire from both
sides.
But
the qualifications he has, you would say, in previous eras would have gotten him confirmed 99 to nothing.
Yes, yes.
I push back because you're saying he's a big government guy. He's written opinions saying, you know, cut regulations on the economy,
yes,
for
yes,
example.
So that
doesn't sound like big government.
I'll tell you what I mean by that, Ed. I'm glad you raised it. When you have 300 opinions out there, there's something for everybody to like and something for everybody to hate. So I can find one-liners which will rankle us.
Yeah.
And the left can find one-liners which will rankle them. And I could find one-liners which would please conservatives. Sometimes that's unfair to the nominee because an opinion could be 50 pages long and I'm extracting one line. Who suggested to the Supreme Court that Obamacare could be upheld as a tax?
It was.
Brett Kavanaugh.
That was what David had called about. He said, but David put it in the sense that the Kavanaugh talked to Roberts and suggest to him it could be a tax. Actually, what it is, it went through his courtroom under the appellate process, and he was the one that determined
who wrote that opinion.
Right.
Wow. Well, and that's one point the Yale professor in his New York Times op-ed points out, that you have a lot of, you know, circuit court judges that are, you know, they have a great career, but rarely does a circuit court judge influence the Supreme Court, and Kavanaugh has, that the Supreme Court has essentially used the opinions he's come up with on the circuit court to reach their own opinions, and that doesn't happen often. It shows how influential he is. And he's no lightweight. To give more meat on the bones, he is an originalist in many ways. He goes back to the original interpretation and what the plain meaning of the words of the Constitution are, but he also has a broad and deep understanding of history and certain changes. So he's no lightweight. We can say that, but because of all his opinions to the judge's point, it makes me a little skeptical. I mean, this is actually, it seems like vintage Trump. Like, upset both sides. That's how Trump got started. I think he wants the fight now.
Let's go to a break. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive is your local trusted source for tires and auto repair in the River Region. We do it all, from oil changes to engine transmission repair, even those pesky check engine lights. We also handle over 80 brands of tires, all at the best prices. We have stores located in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka for your convenience. We can also handle your fleet business, accepting Donlin, ARI, Element, Wex, and more. We also accept your Bridgestone, Firestone, and Car Care One credit cards. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
a con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump, and now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomason, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
70 and 97, the two numbers voters should know in the Republican runoff for Congress. 70 is the percent of the time Democrat Bobby Bright voted with Nancy Pelosi. Bright voted to make Pelosi speaker, and she rammed Obamacare down our throats with its crushing tax increases and painful cuts to Medicare. 97, the percent of the time Martha Roby votes for the conservative agenda she shares with the Trump administration, like tax reform, border security, and strengthening our military. When you vote July 17th, remember, Democrat Bobby Bright, 70% with Pelosi. Republican Martha Roby, 97% with the conservative agenda she shares with the Trump administration. In the Republican runoff, vote for the Republican. Martha Roby for Congress.
I'm Martha Roby, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Martha Roby for Congress.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are.
Come home, you've been away too long, will ya? We need your home.
Did that spot pull up for the bottom of the hour?
I can play it for if you send it to me.
Cool. Thank you.
How can we live without your love? You know that good.
Let's keep going with Justin Napolitano, who's gonna be talking about who are the opponents for Kavanaugh.
Rand Paul doesn't support him. I know they have different opinions on the legality of metadata.
Rand Paul told me last night he's not a no. He's an open mind.
Okay.
The metadata thing is very serious to Rand Paul and to libertarians. Judge Kavanaugh having upheld the authority of the NSA to capture metadata, the who, what, when, where of our cell phone calls without search warrants.
Okay, but without John McCain, The Republicans need every single Republican, including Rand Paul, to vote yes on this guy.
And including Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins, yes, right. Who last night were said they were neutral and open-minded.
But then
Joe they refused to show up at the
announcement. Indeed.
Yes.
On that issue, Roe v. Wade on the social conservative front, where will folks fall on?
Well, I think everybody assumes he's against Roe because he's unabashedly Catholic. I don't believe he's ever expressed, to be candid with you, a public opinion or a judicial opinion on Roe. The only time he expressed an opinion on abortion was under the law, not under the law as he wants it to be, but under the law as it is, that an immigrant minor presumptively has the right to an abortion. That rankled a lot of conservatives.
That did rankle a lot of conservatives. Now, it's interesting, if there isn't any track record, and Napolitano's correct with that, then he may have been a kind of a pretty good choice to get over the Collins and Murkowski hurdle. I don't know. I'm always scared of these judges that you think you're getting one thing, and then you look 6 years later when you put on that permanent black robe and something's changed.
Well, and these hearings have become a kind of a highfalutin theater where the judge pretends like they can't talk about any issue passed in front of the court or coming before the court because I might rule on it. Just look at my qualifications. Of course, it said that beautifully. So you don't know. Once these guys get it, it's a lifetime appointment, and they can do what they want.
Yep, they can indeed. So let's continue on with Justin Napolitano, and he's going to be talking about Roe. This is kind of a short, but listen in.
That is his belief. If he is Catholic, what are the chances that a justice would want to go back and reopen those cases? I know they've done it in the past. They did it with the labor laws.
Yes, some people say that Roe is so profoundly wrong, I'm in this camp, that it ought to be undone because it defines a class of human beings, babies in the womb, as non-persons. Others say you should not change a law that's been well settled for 40 years because people come of age expecting the law to be there when they need it. My view is John Roberts is in the latter camp, the Chief Justice. Even if a Justice Kavanaugh were to vote with the other conservatives to undo Roe, I think John Roberts, the Chief Justice, would vote with the liberals to preserve it because he doesn't believe that the court should make radical changes just because of elections.
And more likely we'll see restrictions on abortion rights, not a full overturn, is what the expectation.
A thousand cuts rather than a decapitation, if I could be a little lurid at this hour.
And what would happen is it would go back to the states, and the states would then make a decision of whether they wanted to outlaw it completely or what. In the largest states, New York, New Jersey, California, all those states, Illinois, all those states have pretty open abortion laws now. Texas has some restriction that's on it, but they would like to get it down to 8 weeks, I believe, is what where they were heading. There's also a bill that the fetal heartbeat bill that could also have a kind of impact on this. News Show 93.1, Dan Moore Show, will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
There are big changes coming to Mr. Electric of Montgomery. We have a brand new logo and a brand new look. What isn't changing is our dedication to you, our loyal customers. Mr. Electric still has the same experienced service professionals who respect your time, your budget, and your home. They still offer upfront pricing, exceptional service, and appointments on your schedule. Plus, affordable financing options are also available. At Mr. Electric of Montgomery, we want everyone to be safe and to have the peace of mind knowing their home is free of electrical dangers. Call us today and ask about our free home safety inspection. Trust your family safety to the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where
we're doing great.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So, if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
July, vacations and hot weather. Alabama and Brubaker. We have loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram Truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place and in Prattville. This month it is huge. The all-new, I mean really new, Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake or the beach or the park comfortably. Kia, save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover before the 2000 model arrives this month. Or the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or the Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. All at Brubaker Motors this week.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Team, I recently learned that a good boss has to know how to delegate. What? That means I get to have other people do the things I don't want to do. So from now on, Tina, you'll be driving me to work. Bill, here's my laundry. Jack, talk to my wife when she calls. Remember, you have to pretend you're interested or she gets really mad. What?
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Did you know Big A Tires has been serving the Montgomery area for 40 years? At Big A Tires, they carry all tire brands priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Nitto, Cooper, and more. They even have used tires. Looking for truck tires? Whatever you need, shoot. Big A also carries tires for your trailer. But Big A Tires also specializes in complete auto repair, including check engine diagnostics, air conditioning repair, brakes, and, of course, oil changes. They can also align your car and replace any parts needed. So, call them today or visit them on Facebook or their website at BigATires.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's on Air Force One on his way to Europe, starting with a summit of NATO leaders in Brussels, Belgium. He says about our allies in that organization,
"We pay far too much and they pay far too little."
After Belgium,
"I have the UK, which is in somewhat turmoil, and I have Putin. Frankly, Putin may be the easiest of them all. Who would think? Who would think?"
That meeting with the Russian president in Helsinki, Finland, next Monday. Vice President Pence escorted Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh to the Capitol to meet with senators.
"To consider
this good man and the president's nominee to the Supreme Court.
The top Senate Democrat, Chuck Schumer, says,
"We must defeat Judge Kavanaugh's nomination to the bench to save women's reproductive freedom, to save health care protections for millions."
The Republican goal is to have confirmation done by the start of the court's next term in October. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Today is one of those days when the number of storms will be in short supply on the radar. A good bit of sunshine. Hot day today. High temperatures somewhere around 94. I think the heat index will easily be 100 to 105. And low tonight down to about 74. Then tomorrow, with the high temperature around 95 and the heat index close to the 105 danger range, look for a partly sunny day with only widely scattered storms at best. Then low to mid-90s again Thursday and Friday as the storms return in greater number. You can stay on top of weather changes all the time, including the tropics, plus access to all our videos and blog posts by getting our free weather app on your phone or tablet. Get instant push notifications for severe weather alerts even when you go out of town. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
That's where we are. You want to hear some kind of funny? Chuck Schumer was on this morning on CBS Morning. And this guy is just so set that this is the worst thing. This is, you know, Satan incarnate. It's terrible. And listen to how he talks over them. They're trying to get him to answer the question, and he's just doing this diatribe. Listen in.
We know that if Brett Kavanaugh is confirmed, this will shift the balance of power on the Supreme Court for decades to come. Republicans control the majority. Is there anything you can do to stop this nomination?
Yes. Well, President Trump, with the nomination of Judge Kavanaugh, has fulfilled or is fulfilling two of his campaign promises. First, to undo women's reproductive freedom. Second, to undo ACA. And so I will oppose him with everything I've got. Now, on these two issues, when he campaigned, President Trump said he will only appoint pro-life judges. He wanted to send Roe back to the states. That means repeal. And who has vetted these judges? A preordained list of 25, preordained by the Federalist Society and the Heritage Foundation. The Federalist Society is run by a man named Leonard Leo, whose goal in life has been to repeal Roe v. Wade. Ed Whalen, leading conservative commentator, said that no one has done more to create a Supreme Court that would repeal Roe than Leonard Leo. He created the list from which
Senator,
Trump chose.
Senator.
Similarly, one more point here on health care. President Trump said he wanted to repeal ACA, unlike what Justice Roberts wanted to do. And the Heritage Foundation, which also vetted this list, is firmly in favor of repealing. So you put those things together. Trump, what he said, who he was going to choose, and the vetting of this list, these two, this nominee will repeal Roe and women's reproductive freedom.
But Senator,
will repeal ACA far against what the American people want. And
I
when
hear
the American
you, Senator,
people
let me
learn
just get
this,
in a question, please. Senator,
go ahead. But
in
when they learn this, they're
going to
oppose the nominee.
So what he did, basically, he had practiced a script.
Yeah.
And that's all he was doing. He was just doing what he had taught himself. And she was trying to interrupt him. He was just kind of staying on it. Which tells me that's everything is going to be talking point, talking point, talking point. And there and hopefully the Trump operation is smart enough to catch this real quickly. You could just take, somebody needs to do a transcript of what he just said and take it and then start taking it apart, because you're going to hear that over and over and over again ad nauseum. And you won't just hear from Schumer. You'll hear it from Durbin. You'll hear it from Elizabeth Warren, just in a little different context, a little different tone to it. But that's basically what it's going to be. I can tell you right now. Matter of fact, I bet I can take what he just said and watch the nightly news and have it repeated by somebody else somewhere on one of the nightly news shows. So Schumer is, he is panicked here. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to alert the forces, particularly the women, and get them to make this a issue that they think is going to work for them for the midterms. I think it's going to have the opposite effect to it. I think when you look at North Dakota, you look at Montana, you look at Indiana, you look at Missouri, you look at West Virginia, I think that's where you're going to get people that are going to say, nah, having this all about Roe and trying to stop this isn't a good thing. Is that they get picks when they're president, Democrats get picks when they're president. Particularly when you look at these numbers of Kagan and Sotomayor, that they were being voted on by, 90-something senators. You couldn't get a 90 vote to save your life on this thing. So let's stay with Schumer, and he's going to be talking about the Roe attack.
Senator, when you questioned Brett Kavanaugh previously for an appointment, you asked him specifically about Roe versus Wade, and Brett Kavanaugh said that he believes it is binding precedent of the court, and he would follow that. It has been reaffirmed many times. So why do you believe that abortion rights in this country are under threat?
Binding, when you say you'll follow binding precedent, that's been a trick. Look what happened last week. Justice Roberts, Justice Gorsuch, they promised they would follow binding precedent, and they undid 40 years of precedent on labor law in the Janus case. Justice Roberts undid, in one of the worst decisions ever, Citizens United reached far back and overturned 100 years of precedent. It is not good enough for them to hide behind this shibboleth that will follow existing law, because when they get on the bench, they change. And Leonard Leo and the Heritage Foundation would not have put someone on the bench who would keep Roe, who would pay CA.
Senator, when Justice Sotomayor was up for confirmation, 9 Republicans voted for Justice Kagan. There were 5 Republicans. Based on the case you've just made about Brett Kavanaugh, would it be a betrayal of the party for any Democrat to support him in any way?
Let me say this. I believe if we can prove to the American people, which I believe is truly the case, that this nominee will lead to a court that repeals women's reproductive freedom, repeals ACA with its protections for pre-existing conditions, we will get a majority of the Senate to vote for it. Obviously, even if we had every Democrat, we need 2 Republicans. But if we can make that case, we will get a majority.
But can they make that case? And where do you make... And again, he's thinking universal. He's thinking federalizing an election, and that's not going to happen. You got to talk to the people in Montana. You got to talk to the people in North Dakota, West Virginia, Indiana, Missouri. Missouri, a very Catholic state. So this is a gross error on his part. And again, I think what he's trying to do is he's trying to keep the base happy that we're fighting this for you, but he doesn't translate it down into Senate votes.
I have to admit, there's a part of me, and maybe it's the anti-democratic streak in me, there's a part of me that is gleeful about all of this, listening to Schumer and even listening to other people criticizing Kavanaugh. It's because the Supreme Court in particular is one of the last strong anti-democratic checks on what has become a social democracy, in my opinion, the United States. Should be a republic. It's one of the last Republican small r checks. And so to hear them feel so powerless and try to turn the court into another partisan charade, when people start yelling about Jeff Sessions, what is he doing? I like that your attorney general, your head law enforcement officer in the nation, is keeping quiet and not playing into whatever anybody wants him to do. I mean, that's what the courts and law enforcement should do.
And the other part of what they're concerned about is that when you take 40 years of the court, and particularly when it was the Burger Court, and all of the things that happened during that time, and Black and Hugo Black and all that, Democrats were really getting their way with that. And so the court had this liberal tone to it because you had LBJ appointing folks and people like that, JFK. And Nixon did have an impact on the court that started moving it back, but then it stopped when you get O'Connor and Kennedy, who flip back the other way.
No, and that on social is, issues. That is the check against the court's anti-democratic
streak. But now it's becoming much more conservative, much more looking like America. And you get one more in there, you are really going to change some stuff, really change some stuff. So Schumer is just, he's beside himself here. Just because he said it doesn't necessarily mean it's true, though.
Senator Brett Kavanaugh last night made a point to highlight that he's hired diverse law clerks, that Elena Kagan hired him at Harvard University. We saw Justice Kennedy surprise many with his decisions on both sides of the aisle. What's to say that a Justice Kavanaugh won't do the same?
Well, I don't think he would have been put on this list had he not been one of these hard right judges. And the two issues I mentioned are important. There are several others. At a time when we have the Mueller investigation, Justice Kavanaugh, Judge Kavanaugh is way at the extremes. He believes a president shouldn't even be investigated. He has gone so far as to say a president who believes a law is unconstitutional doesn't have to follow it. So with the Mueller situation, with the overreach of presidential power, we shouldn't put him on the bench. And then on gun rights, on LGBTQ rights, on environmental rights. He's way to the right of the American people. I don't believe because he had law clerks of some sort that that makes him any better. If president is fulfilling his campaign promise, hired the most conservative groups to come up with a list and chose from the list. The president shouldn't have chosen from the list, and maybe there'd be far more bipartisan support.
Now, did you hear that when he talked about gun rights, that is far to the right of American public? That is a guy that is completely out of touch, and he's only thinking of his base. And again, I think that's a terrible mistake on his part. He needs to be thinking like Indiana, Missouri, North Dakota, Montana, West Virginia. Because those are the states he's going to lose because they're trying to nationalize this thing. And then the LGBT community, and about that, he thinks that they got it wrong on the cake baker case, which he said he did. All these liberals said they did.
Yeah, but wasn't that like a 7-2 decision?
Yeah.
So you had Democratic nominees, Democratic presidents that put on the court, siding with the baker.
Yeah, you had Ruth Bader Ginsburg and I believe Sotomayor were the two.
Well, and Sotomayor, to her credit, has been fantastic on civil liberty. She's been a very good justice in that regard.
But I'm just kind of amazed. I mean, I'm watching him, and he did kind of the same thing on Morning Joe. I couldn't get to the tape because they don't tape it like CBS does. Let me go to a break, and let's finish this up here, and let's listen to Schumer. He'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
I'm just standing in a doorway. I'm just trying to make some sense out of these girls passing by, the tales they tell of men. I'm not waiting on a lady.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that, mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. With so many banks and mortgage lenders out there, I know you're probably wondering what makes Alabama Home Mortgage different. Let me tell you. First, we are your neighbors. Don't call a faceless 1-800 number. Call 567-4223 to talk to the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. We are located in Wetumpka. We know the river region. We are able to shop for the very best program and rate available for you. There's nothing like an Alabama Home Mortgage. Let us show you the difference. You won't be disappointed. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
You know, folks in Alabama are used to politicians playing loose with the facts. But Martha Roby absolutely takes the cake. Martha goes around telling everybody she's conservative, but the facts say otherwise. Truth is, the American Conservative Union, the premier conservative group in the nation, ranks her the most liberal Republican congressman in the state of Alabama. But it doesn't end there. Martha's more liberal than any in South Carolina or North Carolina. The list goes on. She's ranked more liberal than any Republican in Maryland, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and even Oregon. Would you more liberal than that crowd? Folks, you are out there. When you hear Martha Roby call herself conservative, just remember, she's ranked more liberal than any Republican congressman in 26 states. You know, this is the time of year there's a lot of snakes moving around. You need to watch where you step.
I'm Bobby Bright, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bobby Bright for Congress.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Schumer is going to be a interesting catalyst out of this whole thing. And now that you've lost Crowley and Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters seem to be the face of the House, I mean, this thing can turn bad very quickly for these guys. And they can, I mean, all they're trying to do is lay down in front of a train, I think, unless the Rand Paul and Collins and those people aren't going to play.
Right.
But I think you're going to pull over some Democrat votes over here, at least three, maybe more.
And I think Rand Paul ends up voting for Kavanaugh.
I think he does. You know, Rand Paul basically says he isn't going to do something, and then he ends up doing it.
Right.
And I think he kind of gets something out of the deal.
Yes.
I think he uses that as leverage. So it's, I think, again, a political mistake on their part that they... And I guess what they're trying to do is they're just trying to keep their base happy, but they're missing the bigger purpose. And maybe they think they're going to just, they're all losses. I don't know. But this is not the typical Democrat Party that where you have more, when Harry Reid was there, you had more of a kind of a political operation that was doing it versus a one-man band, and that's what Schumer is doing.
Right, and I think this is just more signs of how polarized the nation is. That consensus, even on the court that ruled for 30, 40 years, is breaking down just because of time. It just so happens that Donald Trump is president, so he gets his picks. And it drives, I mean, Ezra Klein and Vox even wrote this piece, and it made me smile so much. The Supreme Court versus democracy was the headline. And he was talking about we need to change it from lifetime appointments to 18-year terms, and maybe we should take over, you know, win the elections, win the presidency, win the House and the Senate, and we'll change it from 9 to 11 justices, and which, they, I mean, that's completely allowed. But
packing the court?
Yeah, packing the court. And it's so interesting how our system works in that way, that there are always options for the minority party to come back and change things and continue to have this battle back and forth. So it's not, you know, a foregone conclusion. The Democrats could win elections several years in the future and pack the court, or Republicans can continue to win. We will see. I think what's happening is we're coming out of that where both parties became progressive parties in the early 1900s and through the 40s and through the 50s and 60s, all the way through Nixon. The Republican Party doesn't really change till Reagan become a true conservative party. I think we're starting to see the fruits of those labors by conservatives.
Are you seeing, when you were saying that they were more progressive, they were big government Republicans?
Yes, like Nixon's influence, and even like Nixon did the EPA. I mean, they were big government Republicans in many ways.
Yeah, and what they would do is Nixon and Ford and those folks would start an agency to try to appease people.
Yeah.
Instead of it, see, I started an agency, so shut the type thing. That's, I mean, literally, that's what they were doing. And because they didn't control the House and the Senate, so they were being manhandled there, but you did have much more moderates and you didn't have the polarized situation where you do now.
Well, there's a true disagreement on the role of government in many ways. It's not like, oh, we kind of disagree on the details. There is a fundamental disagreement. And it's showing in our politics, and it's not a surprise to me that this now is coming to Supreme Court confirmations, because all the ones I've paid attention to, it's been like this. I guess it got going when Reagan nominated Bork.
Oh, God.
That's awful. When it really started being polarized.
Yeah, now Bork is a verb. Being Borked.
Being Borked.
God. And that really was bad. That was so... And that's when you started the sinister Supreme Court hearings then, and where they're going in, they're looking up what he, you know, videos that he rented and things like that.
No, I have to say, one of my favorite moments from all these confirmations, during the confirmation of Clarence Thomas, was Alabama Senator Hal Heflin. Heflin was so funny at that hearing, because he was playing up the Southern boy thing, like looking down at his notes, looking at Clarence and squinting, looking down at his notes. Now, are you just drawing out the time? Yeah. It's so
funny. He was playing the character to the hilt here. New Star 93.1 FM, Dan Mar Show on a Tuesday. Don't forget Don Duncan All-American Tire. They're a great place. And my good friends at Mosquito Shield, LeVon, taking great care of me. I thoroughly enjoyed my weekend on my deck because Mosquito Shield was taking care of me. LeVon is his name. Taking care of mosquitoes and getting them out of there to your yard is his game. We'll be back.
And just like the river, baby,
listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.